The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
CBSI on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To the south of France, to paradise, to Simon Constable, writing for the Wall Street Journal and Barron's and other distinguished publications. However, there's been an election in France. There's been an election in Simon's home country, the United Kingdom. We begin, however, with the important stuff, the climate. Simon, a very good day to you. It's hot, it's humid, and it's sunny in New England. How say you in the south of France? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. It is hot, a little bit humid, and very sunny. And the crops are being brought in now, the wheat crop being shaved off the land yesterday by combine harvesters. It was quite an interesting thing to watch. Lovely day today, yesterday, and presumably tomorrow.
And the farmers are joyful. The crop is coming in. It's no longer raining. They can get it in the field in August. However, there's been an election. And then there was a second election. As I understand, we're watching tactical voting in France. This is the way I understand it, Simon. The first round is to establish who's credible to take a majority, if possible, or who's credible to form a coalition government. The second round is tactical on the basis of deal-making between those who will be coalition or those who might be majority. In this instance, the National Rally, Marine Le Pen's party, the farmers around you, Simon, came in first in the first round. However, second and third, Emmanuel Macron's centrist party and then the coalition of the left, combined for the second round, canceling candidates where they could throw their votes to the other side and managed to push the left to be number one, Emmanuel Macron again, his centrist number two, and the National Rally left out despite the enormous percentage of votes that they gained. What is your sense, Simon? Are the farmers disappointed, bitter, or are they looking for the presidential election in a couple of years? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. I think you nailed it with the last item, which is looking forward for the next couple of years for the presidential election and perhaps the very next parliamentary election. Let me give you the numbers here, though, the seats for those three parties. The left-wing alliance has 182 seats, Macron's centrist coalition, 168, and the National Rally and its allies, 143 seats. And then there are some tiny parties dotted around the rest of the parliament, which really don't have much influence at all because I have so few seats available. And it wouldn't be without the realm of thinking, you know, that this is crazy, but the National Rally could bounce back and get 182 183, which would supersede what the national left-wing alliance was wanting to do. So I think we haven't really seen the end of the National Rally, and that will likely continue. The real thing now is who's going to be the next prime minister. As of today, we've got a situation where Macron has asked the current prime minister to stay on to help stabilize the government and the parliament while they work out whether the leading party, which is the left-wing alliance, whether they want to put their leader forward as the prime minister. It's going to be very interesting because it is a hung parliament, and hung parliaments are hard even in the UK, and they're going to be even harder because of the French system. So I don't really know what's going to happen here precisely.
Let's go to sitting down for coffee in the morning or tea in the morning and hashing out what's going to happen. The price of the bourgeois commodities. We've been watching orange juice, coffee, and chocolate. I add tea. What do you see in the south of France?
Well, tea isn't as popular in the south of France, but what we have seen on a global basis is 20% higher prices over the last year. That's according to India's Tea Board. So now it's £2. That's probably approaching $3 per kilo. That's the wholesale price. So you pay an enormous amount more when you buy it retail, but that's a big increase. And that's not going to be to the liking for a lot of retailers in France, because the number one drink that's similar is coffee. Now, we're seeing coffee up again, as I had written about was likely to happen. So now it's pretty much at $2.47 per pound. And that's very high too. That's certainly higher than any point by far in this last year. And I think it will continue to go up, perhaps to record levels, because of the lack of inventories. Orange juice, now $4.62 per pound of orange juice. And then we've got cocoa, which has kind of fallen down again, and it's under $8,000 per ton. That's a metric ton. So that's 2204 pounds per metric ton. And then we look at Brent crude. It's pretty much where it was last week, which is $84, $85. And diesel fuel was just a hair off €1.70 per liter. I know this because I got some last night. So that's a reasonable price given where we are in the world.
So it's expensive. So it's interesting. It's expensive to drive to an expensive coffee with expensive chocolate in your pastry. And it's expensive to order tea if you're an Englishman in the south of France. Now, orange juice, I'm not sure that that's a habit in France. It certainly is in America. We're looking at higher prices everywhere, but we also look forward to a change in government. And that would be happening in your home country of the UK. 411 seats for Labour and Sir Keir Starmer, something like 120 or less for the Conservatives. However, the bright spot is Nigel Farage, who was a member of the European Union Parliament once. He's now a member of the Westminster Parliament, leading Reform UK. What do we need to know about Farage? How does he strike the English audience?
Well, he's obviously struck this English audience quite well in his constituency that when he got voted in. He is a very charming man. He comes off as very charming, and he is quite pointed. And when he talks in a speech, it really is quite dramatic in a very impressive way. He's not dull at all. Quite a lot of MPs tend to be very prepared and really very bland when they talk. He's got a spark in him that is not that different from Margaret Thatcher or other leading politicians such as Tony Blair was. That's very interesting. One of the things that I listened to very carefully was when Rishi Sunak, the former prime minister, was resigning. It was a good speech. It was a magnanimous defeat speech, and it was very nicely done, but it wasn't, you know, it didn't have any pizzazz to it. And the same with Keir Starmer's acceptance speech, where he said, this is what we're going to do. It was a little bit dull. It was well done. It wasn't bad. And then Nigel Farage came along and says, you know, nobody really likes Labour. Everybody knows they only voted for you because they hated the Conservatives more. Look, Labour, we're coming for you now. And it was such a great delivery. Now, it's words to that effect. It might not be in those exact words, but the way he said it was with such pizzazz. You know, this guy's got charisma and will probably do a lot better in the long run. I think he's going to be up there sticking his fingers in the eyes of the opposition and the Conservative, you know, the Conservative Party opposition and the Labour Party, which is his job to do as part of a non-governing party. Very interesting.
Simon Constable in the south of France for Wall Street Journal and other distinguished publications. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Come try new Skyline Dip Cholitos at your neighborhood Skyline today. A warm, soft tortilla filled with their amazing chili and cheese with an extra layer of cream cheese and crunchy Fritos corn chips. At participating Skyline restaurants for a limited time.